whosoever hears this audio, if they be worthy, shall possess the inside human and superhuman abilities of the world's mightiest metahumans. Accompanying this journey of high quality nerd commentary, you got my son Colton, aka Pizza Parker. Talk to the people.
Your boy Colton, aka Pizza Parker. That's pretty much it.
You know, as always, we got some gas here and here just floating around.
In the atmosphere.
You know what I mean? Keeping the mics crisp. And you know who it is? Your boy Dennis, aka Old Dirty Dennis, aka Yurinora Zoro. You know what I mean? Three box cutter style, aka Monkey Flea Luffy, searching for the one pot, aka Chopperoni on the scope diddly.
Oh my god.
AKA Vice Sadmirable. You know what I mean? Yo, welcome to
the hell one got me. It's the Vice Admiral. I might change my name to Vice Admiral. Vice Admiral Colton.
Yo, welcome to another issue of the Mighty Metahumans podcast. You know what I mean? How you feeling, bro?
I'm feeling pretty good, man. I'm chilling. How you?
I'm good, man. You know, I never thought this day would come that I'm in here talking about One Piece again.
In a good way.
You know what I mean? In a positive light. You know what I mean? But we here, you know what I mean? So by the time you hear this, you know the One Piece live action has dropped.
All the episodes are out on Netflix.
All the episodes out, 8 episodes. And I'm gonna be, just to start off, it passed. You know what I mean? It passed.
Passable.
Now, I do have criticisms, but it passed. Overall, I still, you know, like if you've seen my 1 minute review on TikTok or YouTube or whatever for the brand.
I'm going to do mine soon. I'm going to do mine right after this.
7 out of 10. 7 out of 10. And like, it's passable. There's still criticism, but I still had a good time.
And I also give it a 7 out of 10.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
It's pretty. It's pretty good.
Especially for something.
It's serviceable, especially because it's live action anime.
Yes. Something that covers... Record.
It's so, not the best.
Something that covers so many episodes in fucking eight episodes. It's like, what, the first 60, 70 episodes that they cover in like...
Yeah.
And each episode is an hour. I wasn't expecting to get an hour. I thought they was going to give us like 30 minutes, but I was pleasantly surprised. But they kind
of
had to. I figured
we would get an hour because of how much ground they were trying to cover in 8 episodes.
True.
So, an hour episode... They tried to like speed run, basically getting the whole crew together. Well, most of the crew together. The crew. And then, yeah, they did some name drops. They did a lot of different things.
Give me your, I want to say, 2 standouts.
Okay, my first standout character would have to be Buggy.
Yes.
Buggy the Clown was really amazing in this. Like,
shout out to Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. fans. You know what I mean?
Like, I feel like that actor took the Buggy the Clown character and made it into a live action version that is still the anime version, but like, it's very serviceable, very great, very enjoyable.
Yes.
My other standout would just be Zoro. The Zoro character did such a great job as Zoro. Like, it was just like a one-to-one, almost like a little bit funnier. So, like, this Zoro, and also, Cannon killed a black man. Racist. So, hey, it's real shit. I can't put that on him.
They don't stand in front of, yo, don't pull your sword out, pause, if you're not going to use it. You know what I mean?
Racism canon. I'm just saying. But like that, the racism aside, standout character. That's a great character.
All right. 2 standouts. I'm going to agree with you 100% on Zoro. Zoro is my favorite person of the show. I mean, in the anime as well, he's my favorite character. So I was going into this with very critical eyes. And I think he did a fantastic job. The actor that plays him, his fight scene, super fluid, which is something I was very, like, you know, paying attention to because he's a swordsman and he's dumb nice. So you're going to have to do his fight scenes and do them justice.
Live action, they've done really good with, just in movies in general, they've elevated the level of, like, swordplay.
Yes.
So like,
And for something, when you think of, that was one of our problems with Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
Is when they would do these fight scenes, they would keep cutting the scene so it never felt fluid enough. Yeah. These were like one motion. Like,
yeah.
That fight in the crib,
yeah,
he was going crazy. And I enjoyed him so much, I went to look him up because I was just, I need to know who this guy was. Turns out, fun fact, if you guys didn't know, he is the son of Sonny Chiba. If you don't know who he is, one, he's international legend. If you do know him, if you watched Kill Bill.
Yeah.
Hattori Hanzo, the shop owner / sword maker. That's his son. So it made so much sense. This is
action legend.
Yo, and he was my son Sanosuke in Kenshin.
Yeah.
So
sir.
he's fluent with the weaponry.
So you know he knows what he's doing.
Exactly.
Was amazing. Great casting. Him just like use his skills and like
kind and just of like you said, he was funny. Like his scenes were
his seriousness was hilarious.
Exactly. When he was just like when Luffy said something along the lines of, you know, all great fighters say their moves out loud, and he was like, no, they don't. And then when Usopp did it, he was like,
No, they don't. And then Sanji did it.
He was like, you'll fit right in.
Like, that's a fact.
He was fucking hilarious. I love Zoro. Like you said, Buggy, so I'm not gonna name Buggy. Another standout for me is Mihawk.
What a great casting, bro. What a perfect Mihawk.
What? The drip. Like,
I would wear that in real life. Yo, I'm not going to lie. I would wear that to an award show. The
fucking drip, bro. Like, clearly I'm biased against swords, so both of my people are swords people. But even though he didn't do much, great.
That Mihawk scene was even, like, mad lit. Like,
even the way he came in, like, cutting his one... Great scene, bro. Great scene.
They did really good with Mihawk.
Yeah, all right. So we can move on past that. Practical effects. I appreciated the practical effects. Like I said, the swords fight and stuff like that. You know, they kept... There's just a lot of wire work done.
The scene with the Shank Pirates, the red hair pirates.
Them boys...
Them niggas is going crazy. Hey, yo, he only got shooters on his team.
Yo, and none of them niggas got devil fruit powers. They Shank were just like, yo, sword, we got...
And then all the rest of them niggas got the shorts. Got fucking guns, nigga.
We shoot niggas. We real pirates. Usopp,
Usopp's pop. Going crazy. Yo. That nigga said, hold on.
This nigga was wild.
Wow, shot the fucking... That nigga good. Hey,
we shooters over here, boy.
Hey, man. I can't wait. I want there to be more.
I need there to be more. I do appreciate, like, the fishmen, like, instead of going full CGI, they actually did makeup and took care of, like, and because it kind of grounded it in a way, because if these niggas were all CGI, it would have just kind of taken me out.
Let me ask a question to Oda and the people who make this show, man, about the fishmen. Why are they black, man?
To defeat the stereotype, my brother, that black people cannot swim.
Why we knew all along was a black man, one, when he first popped out. Why every time the fishman was swimming in the water, hip-hop beats was playing. Two. Three, why when he was in the goddamn Bartery, the nigga is talking about how they people was enslaved and how a nigga is a damn sellout for working at the Bartery for these damn humans. Hey. And then all the humans is going, I have no problem with fishmen. I have a fishman friend at home. I was like, this is black people. What the hell is happening? I don't want to look too deep. I don't want to look too deep. No. I don't want to look too deep into it. But don't call us fishmen. Chill out, nigga. I don't know. Maybe that's why I don't like Arlong.
That's hilarious.
Arlong is like, I don't know. I feel like I did like the practical, but we were going to talk about practical effects. We're going to stick to the practical effects part. Practical effects were pretty great. I do like how they made the fishmen, like you said. I do also like how they made Mary have the just the horns. And he was just like a person with like the horns. So that makes me like pretty excited to see what the other like animal type people look like in Chopper? The future. Like, especially like Chopper.
I'm interested
to see like the future of that. But like, yeah, I did like the practical effects. I also like the practical effects when it came to like the fighting and stuff.
set designs.
The set designs. They like, I felt like I really loved their, and if I'm going to get more technical, I really loved the shots, cinematography, and color grading.
Yes.
Like, they did really good with, like, the almost, like, manga panel type shots, where it's, like, we're going to get, like, an upward shot of, like, this person, and they, like, look like they're over Luffy. Yeah. We're going to get, like, an over-the-shoulder shot of the person looking like they're looking at Luffy. Because that's basically, like, how, like, manga panels and a lot of the shit work. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's pretty lit to see that they did, they tried to do as much of the camera work, kind of like the manga and like the anime.
And then just kind of filled in those spaces.
In the ways that they can do it. And exactly. I've seen people complain about that. And I'm just saying that that's one of the dumbest complaints ever. Like, no, for them to try to do centering and like film shots compared to like the original thing. Like, I do get that sometimes if you try to appease too much to like the original stuff, like it seems like you're pandering, or like it will end up looking pandering like. But this is like one of those things where it's like all the failure anime live adaptations actually don't take anything from the adaptation. So I feel like if you use that as a reference point and find to do it great in your own ways, that's the perfect way to make a live adaptation of something, especially with Oda like overlooking it.
Exactly. So in my opinion, I feel like that helped them a lot. I feel like at certain points you can tell where he pulled them back.
Yeah.
Where they wanted to, is that's probably one of the main issues with the Cowboy Bebop is, I want to say on the show, we talked about liking a lot about that anime. Like the CGI in that was phenomenal. When they were off world, the ships, all that shit, the music, everything was great. It was the directions that they took, and I felt like they had the actual mangaka on like set, where he would just be like, "Hey, no, not that.
This don't make sense."
They would have, that would have been a hit. That would have definitely been a hit.
They missed that, man. Yeah. This is pretty good, and it could get better.
Exactly, and that's why I gave it a 7 out of 10 because I feel like there's still room for them to like really knock this shit out the park. This is a good start. If they get to continue, I'm on board. I'm with them. We gonna go search for the One Piece, my nigga. It's good.
That's a fact.
I just feel like I can't give them a higher grade because there are things that I didn't like, but I feel like those are things that they can improve on if they get a chance with another season because it's a great start. You know what I mean? Like we talked about before, in terms of translating characters from manga to an anime to live action, out of everyone, I feel like he's likable. The actor that plays Luffy. He's like, I made sure to watch all the interviews. You know what I mean? All the clips.
He's very likable.
He's a likable guy. So I'm not going to knock him because translating Luffy is fucking tough. When you watch Luffy, he's animated. He's a guy made of rubber. He's, you know, enthusiastic all the time. He never sees things like, you know, like shit is dire or anything like that. So it's very hard to translate someone like that into live action that would act like that all the time. So I'm not going to kill him too much. I just felt like out of everyone else's translation, they did better. But I guess it's because their characters are easier to translate. Like Zoro was perfect. We talked about that just now. I love Zoro. Usopp, I like the changes did to Usopp, where it was just like, he's just a scammer kind of.
He's just a, like, you know what I mean?
I'm a liar.
He's a liar and a scammer. He wants to make it big.
I like that. I like Nami. She's very simple to translate. Thief. Scammer too.
Kind of the mom of the group.
Yes. Garp. Garp was great. Garp, I like the Godfather.
I just hate his whimsical ass hat.
Yeah, the hat doesn't work. That's one of the things that didn't translate.
He was still.
Or maybe they should have gave him a bigger hat. It felt like a Party City hat. Like,
he should have been way been more brand. Whimsical.
Exactly. Kobe. We talked about Kobe.
We love Kobe. Kobe. Character. He's another standout. Ike.
Bro, like his the uniform, the look, the wide eye, puppy dog all the time.
But
he
also
killed that
he
shit.
Was nigga was stand on his shit.
Yes.
I even like a Helmoppo, man.
Yeah. Yo. I feel like a lot of Buggy again, Buggy just to kind of echo what you said earlier. Buggy was a great
I thought
like,
Alvita
he did a little
was
change.
Okay.
I liked Alvita too.
Like, I did not like Arlong.
So,
I'm sorry.
my main problem with Arlong, and I guess it was more, I guess for them, probably on a casting aspect. Where,
black?
Like, man.
Now, I'm not saying don't give black people jobs, but why? did y'all make him actually black?
I feel like
his characterization was a black person.
I feel like my problem with Arlong was I needed someone like more menacing. Like, he's clearly a big guy, but I needed someone that would, when you stand him next to Luffy, it was like, that nigga's fucking huge, like a wrestler type big. But I understand, yeah, I mean, just like, just because hard. He looks that way doesn't mean he would act
true
as well. You know what I mean? True. So they picked the best actor, even though he wasn't as big as, you know, like the anime version is. I think that's one of my main, because when I saw him, it was,
that's
just like
another thing that I'm going to talk about, right?
Strength wise, so
my
feel like,
thing is, we know the limitations of human bodies, and right? No, real talk. Like, okay. we make fun of the One Piece art style because, like, when niggas get bigger, they get bigger. It don't even make sense.
And when they get bigger, like, their legs might not even grow. Yeah, like, it's just like a big.
I'm just saying, like, things with Garp, right? Garp gets more brolic as time goes on. He gets older and he gets more brolic. Are they going to give him muscle padding or are they going to just keep him the way he is? Because if they keep him the way he is, I'm not tight because it's still a show
and it's live action. Really,
you can't really translate all
without
of that.
Getting too whimsical.
But even then, like even with like Luffy gets a little bit more brolic. Fucking Usopp gets a little bit more significantly brolic. Fucking Zoro definitely gets more brolic.
Yeah,
like everyone like kind of changes, and like even the villains change and they get bigger and shit sometimes. Or like, what are they gonna do when they meet giants? Or like pacifistas and shit. I'm getting too far, sorry. But like, like those things are fucking huge. Like you can't just have like regular fucking.
And you bringing that up is a great point for me in terms of production time. To cover as much things that happen in one, let's say this shit becomes a success and you know, they get green lit to do another season. How quickly are you going to be producing these seasons? Because in the anime, you don't have to worry about age.
Yeah.
A lot of these people are going to start looking visibly older. You know what I'm saying? And you take even Luffy, the dude that plays Luffy, you can see he shaves his mustache off.
Yeah.
Like currently. Another 4 years from now, he's not going to look like how he looks now. He's going to be visibly older. So you're going to have to speed through a lot of these things.
I think that's their plan, though.
They're going to have to
speed through.
Because
that's what they're doing.
Yeah, because honestly, like, just thinking about it's you know what it is? It's like the Stranger Things aspect. Season 4, these niggas is grown-ass adults
they're
with kids.
Adults.
Bro. Like, that's why they have to end this shit, because they can't go any further. So you think between now and currently the strike happening, and whenever that shit ends, and
they'll see, man.
And
we'll
how
see.
They can quickly work. Because these niggas, unless they
you're
have
right.
some sort of workaround where, like, they're not working in America and this shit is being filmed overseas and they can just do whatever the fuck they want. We don't know how long the strike is going to go on.
You're right.
So we're already losing time with that. And then add the production time. It's a lot going on. So by the time we get a second season, they're going to all be visibly older. So you're going to have to speed through that shit to make it to season 3. And it just feels like One Piece is in, like, what, 1100s right now? Like, you got a lot to go if you plan to like.
They're banking on this shit ending mad fast. But we'll
shit
see.
Is not ending fast.
Not ending fast. This video game's about to start.
Yo, they about to join in, and it's gonna be a real cold winter.
Pay the writers, man.
Yo, please. We've been saying that on this Patreon and the podcast forever. Pay these niggas, please, because. It's not gonna look good. You know what I mean? It's gonna be nothing but a reality TV. It's gonna take over. Moving on past that, I do like, even though, you know, Coulson didn't really like the black fisherman, I just enjoy seeing more black people in the show in general.
Oh no, I enjoy that part.
I feel like that's part of Oda and not really a Netflix thing, because I did read where he was just like, hey. Just because the anime is drawn a certain way doesn't mean these aren't, like, you know, like, people of color in this. Because even Luffy, like, he's, like, Brazilian. Yeah. Like, and I mean, it was always hinted that he was when you watch the anime. Because, I mean, like, it's translated from Japanese, but he'd be like, Gear Segundo. And it's like, nigga, if you're Japanese, why are you speaking Spanish to me? Like, you know what I'm saying? So it was always clear that he was never, like, Japanese or whatever. And it was, you know, it's a world filled with people like this. So it was nice to just to be able to see it You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, even true. Like Nami's sister, like it was great to just see all these different people. Shanks's crew, like being able to see, like, it's not just white people in this shit. Or like, lit. You know what I mean? Like, I thought that was pretty fly. And it didn't feel like over the top or like it was panned. It just felt like this is a full world of different people in this pirate situation. You know what I mean? Like, I like that a lot. I think one of the probably, and I know it's like a real like a nitpick, probably Goldie Roger. I just didn't like his. I felt like they could have got somebody a little younger. He felt like really tiny, and he's supposed to be like a bigger dude, and it just didn't translate that well.
I felt
well
like
for me.
He wasn't confident enough for me.
Exactly.
I feel like Goldie Rogers was up there about to get murdered, and he was like, "Go get my treasure, yo!"
Exactly. Like, I feel like if
they
I
should
was,
let me be Goldie Rogers,
yo, I felt
man.
Like watching that from the crowd. I just went home. Like, damn, they killed that nigga. That's crazy. Like, he didn't. It didn't feel like he inspired people.
Even
to go
like
get
when
treasure.
He got stabbed, he was supposed to be smiling.
Exactly. It just felt like he was just there, and I didn't. That's the one part I would definitely say I did not enjoy was I felt like watching it was like, I don't like y'all went kind of lit with the casting with a lot of other people. And this kind of felt like, especially for someone who didn't have to talk that much, y'all could have got somebody a little bit more accurate. Even if they didn't act that well, y'all could have got somebody else. I don't know. It just didn't feel believable to me at that point. I'm glad, you know, the anime continued to go up.
True.
But that didn't do it for me. Let's see. What else can I say about this? Other than, honestly, well, I feel like people that may not have watched the anime or read the manga or whatever, you can get into this only because the blueprint was already out there through Pirates of the Caribbean. This is anime Pirates of the Caribbean.
I feel like, and I don't care what the fans think, I feel like the general public is.
Exactly. That's
like,
what I
feel like.
That's exactly
watch this
what I'm saying.
And be like, wow, this is kind of cool. This is interesting. And then they're finally going to start saying shit like, I see why you guys like One Piece, but they're never going to watch
they're
the
probably never
going to
watch
or like with the
no.
manga because it's 1,000 episodes.
Exactly.
And they're going to like, and honestly, that might keep the Netflix show alive because the general public is going to be like, why'd y'all cancel One Piece? We wanted the rest of it.
And I feel like that is what is going to help carry this into more seasons is, yes, you can make a show that's geared towards the niche fans or whatever, but if you want to like have a long-lasting show, you do need to tap into some of the general audience. You need those casual people that'll watch this shit on a Tuesday night.
I'm gonna make my mom watch it and see how she feels.
Exactly. Like, you, if this is for just the niche fans, this shit is dead in the water because most of the niche fans watch that shit the weekend it dropped or like the Friday night it dropped and never watch it again. And Netflix
doesn't
do... Oh, and
then they're either gonna shit on it or like...
Exactly.
Try to force people to watch
So if you want this shit to continue, you do need to tap into that general audience. And I feel like the fact that the Pirates movies did so well when they did so well, and this being
and
the first...
it is a Pirates of the Caribbean.
It's an anime Pirates of the Caribbean. And I feel like this is the first real Pirates thing that we've gotten in a while.
Yeah.
And the last one clearly was very fucking successful. There's like five of them fucking movies. This, it has legs. I will say that. I feel like it
we'll
has
see.
Legs.
I want to follow it. I feel like it's also a big name, so like that might carry it over a little bit. But at the same time, like I feel like if I'm a nigga that knew nothing about One Piece, right, and I went into this
just
watching
jumped
this,
in.
I'm like, this is a pretty interesting like.
I fuck with this, honestly.
This is a pretty interesting premise. Then I will also see the fishmen and be like, they're black. These are black people. Talk about oppression and slavery. These are.
Another thing I'll definitely bring up is, I'll give them credit to that, and I feel like it's probably an older thing as well, is it's whimsical, but it never goes too far. It never gets to the point where I'm like, why am I watching this shit? This is fucking stupid.
Bro.
It doesn't go Love and Thunder. Let's put it like that. It doesn't go
it's
Taika Waititi. It doesn't go full Taika Waititi. Yeah. It doesn't go full titty. Like, it stops.
Full titty. It stops at like a little cleavage.
Exactly. We might get a little bit
of
areola.
It's almost
get
to
a
the
little
point
areola.
Where it's like, oh, you see the areola, but
you get
then
like
they
a little
cover
bit
it
of
up,
that.
And then they cover it
up. It just kind of covers.
You're like, wow, it's pasties. Fuck.
Exactly.
I thought I saw nipple, but those is pasties.
It goes full pasties. It never goes full nipple. And I appreciate it for a show that has the variety of powers that you see, like a buggy's powers
I will
or like
say,
rubber
though,
and shit.
I will say, though.
What's up?
I can see your budget.
I can in certain things, especially that's why I brought up the practical effects thing
also,
earlier.
Also, that's why I also kind of didn't like the Arlong fight at points, because when Luffy starts using his gum gums stuff,
you can tell they do the quick cuts. Yeah. Yeah.
And like, I'm not saying that's bad, because you got to do what you got to do. You can't use too much of it because you don't got that much bread. But y'all planning on do that for the future? I need more money.
Yes, you do.
It's going to look fucking crazy.
And it's going to get crazier because you're going to be introducing more people.
We're about to get Smoker. We're about to get Ace. Like, yeah. Come on. We getting a lot of
shit.
You
got a lot of shit going on. And you're going to... You know when I could tell the most?
Chopper.
Aside from... and I do feel like Chopper's going to be a kid similar to... what's his name? I feel like they're going to use a kid. They're going to give him the practical...
The sweet tooth thing?
Yeah, yeah. I feel like they're going to go somewhere. Because... A full CGI, that's a Marvel budget.
He's still going to be an abomination when he turns into...
Yeah. Yeah, I think the parts where I can see the CGI the most are when they're on the ship and they're doing like the ship fights or whatever. And you can clearly see like that is CGI.
Yeah.
But aside from that, like I felt like they tried to be creative with the gum gum powers. Like the first use of it against Alavita when it was at night, always... You can always tell, and this is just a fun fact, you always tell CGI is on a budget when it happens at night.
At night, yeah.
If it's not at night, they use the
you
shadows.
You don't got to use too much lighting.
Exactly.
Shit, which
you
is
can
a
hide
lot of
that
work.
Shit under the shadows, and people will just go with it. But when we had to see that shit during the day, when he was fighting Garp and he had to go full balloon, I was like,
this is an abomination.
I was like,
even
this
when
is
he
the
was
Netflix
fighting,
budget.
When he was fighting Arlong.
Yeah.
And then he had to do like his swings and shit.
Yeah,
like,
you could kind of you saw the budget. I saw the budget, and that's why I'm hoping if they get a second season, they had enough good graces from reviewers and critics to up the budget a little bit.
I will
cook the
say,
books and give them niggas
the
more money.
One time they used the CGI, and I say y'all spent most of the budget on this part, didn't y'all? Did the gum no where he shoots himself at niggas.
Oh, okay. The rocket.
Yeah, Gumma Gumma no rocket.
Well, he did it to Garp.
And he did it towards Garp.
Yeah.
I was like, this is a good use of CGI. Yeah. But it was also at nighttime.
It was also, I was about to say so, that. It's also
you know,
at night.
It looked good. Because it was in the shadows. But like, that's a good use of it because it went from immediate CGI to cut to practical of him like flying like on a line or whatever.
Yeah.
And then getting punched. So do more of that and less of the Luffy winds up and then we cut to like a big ass CGI hand in the daytime that look crazy slapping Arlong.
And that's why I'm concerned about. And I mean, I do hope that they give them enough of a budget because even if they speed through all of this shit, you still have to get enough momentum to show that you deserve a bigger budget. Because by the time he hits Gear 3, my nigga, like they're going to need a budget.
That's a fact.
Like Gear 3 and Gear 4,
you need a budget.
I mean, I still feel like Gear 2, they could still pull that off.
Yeah, true.
Similar
Gear 3,
to
he's absolutely going to need a budget.
Yes. When he's like blowing up parts of his body and they're like huge now, you're going to need a budget. So I do feel, I do hope that they get a second season for Alabasta and that shit goes crazy. The whole Grand Line shit goes crazy. And then they give them whatever the fuck they want for a third season and like them really go crazy. Cause, you know what I mean?
Agree.
Let me see. Any final words before we leave that you got for the show?
This will be my overall review. Gave it a 7 out of 10.
Yes, sir.
I think it just broke that live action curse. Like it passed to like a little bit be of the live action curse. So it's not one of those like Dragon Ball Generation.
No, it's not. It's not something we're gonna look back and laugh at.
It's a little bit above. It's like near like the Alita Battle Angel type of thing. You get what
I'm
saying?
Okay.
Like, this is a serviceable live action. We like this. There's problems, yes. There's things that they can fix, but this is a show and not a movie, so they can move forward if the hype is behind it.
Right.
The CGI is serviceable. For Netflix, and when I say for Netflix, you know they cut budgets of everything.
Sure.
They need to add more bread to make this look better.
Mm-hmm.
The casting is great. Did a great job with casting. the story is rushed and slow sometimes at the same time. But that can also be fixed. The fight scenes are, while they are super impressive, there are some of the CGI parts that they have to like figure out how to, if you're going to keep the same budget, you got to figure out how to edit this a little bit more seamless and smooth for it to look better. But like the practical ones, like the sword fights and like actual like hand-to-hand fights are fucking dope.
Yes.
Love them. The pacing is weird, like I've said about the pacing. Love the cinematography, love the color grading. They actually did a great job at like popping the vibrant colors in a real world situation that makes like a thing that I know that this is a real set, but like I can also feel like this is a fantasy set. So they did a great job. The cinematography is great because a lot of the shots like correspond with like source material, and mm-hmm. I think that's a good thing, especially like because Oda's overseeing it. And yeah, there's just, you know, with like Luffy, he can learn a way to, I guess, be more natural as his position. I feel like if he watches this first season, or like I don't know if they already recorded Mad Seasons, but I feel like as he goes on, he'll learn like what's going to hit and what's not going to hit. Because like there were times where to me, a lot of this shit hit where I was just like, this is cool. But then there was a lot of times where it was just like, yeah, he's just trying to be Luffy, but it stumbles in this moment. And yeah, he's going to figure it out. I do OD like him. Usopp, I'm only not going to really judge him and say he did a good job, because Usopp has a lot more potential for growth later on when he figures out he's not a coward. But for now, because I've watched One Piece, for now he's gonna be that coward liar nigga, and like he's doing a good job at that. Zoro's good, Nami's pretty good. I'm just worried about Chopper a little bit, how they're gonna incorporate that, but we'll see. And then yeah, 7 out of 10. Right. I like the music also as well. They had a good score.
Yeah. Following what you said, my biggest thing is probably, like I've said in the beginning, is really just Luffy. And it's not that I don't like the job that he did. It's just I know Luffy's difficult to translate, and he's gonna eventually find a balance. I do feel like he is. He seems like a passionate kid, like he's really into what he's doing. I know he's going to, just like you said, he's going to look back at this season. He's going to see what works, what doesn't, and he's going to adjust. Because I feel like the other cast, they did a great job. I want to say good to great. Great, yeah. Being Zoro to me, and just good being Luffy. And I do feel like it's difficult for me to grade Luffy, because I kind of have to grade him on a curve compared to the rest of them, because currently he's the only one with devil fruit powers. So he and his personality is so much different from the rest of them that it's easy to translate like a swordsman or a thief, you know, a liar. Like these aren't incredibly hard characters and tropes to do, but a Luffy, a main character that doesn't give up, that believes in himself, that has all these things and, you know, attracts people to him, is going to be very difficult to be that genuine in live action in a way. And I feel like he still needs to find a balance between realism and cartoon persona. And he's working on it, so that's why I said, you know, he's winning me over, but he isn't quite like the rest of the cast yet. So once he figures that shit out, all on board for the Straw Hats, Team Straw Hats, you know what I mean? Aside from that, I do want them to get a bigger budget, because once all these devil fruit powers start coming in, I need the shit to be believable. And part of that is, while I do know it's a Netflix show, you want me to believe that this world exists. You want me to, like, embrace this world and embrace all the crazy things that can happen. And honestly, with 2023 eyes and some of the shit we've seen with CGI, it's going to be very difficult for me to watch this shit if I feel like I'm looking through the CGI. You know what I mean? And that's probably and this has nothing to do with One Piece, but this is one of my main complaints when it comes to like the OG Star Wars. I can't watch that shit. It looks terrible. Granted, at that time, it was probably one of the most amazing things people have ever seen. The practical effects, the ships, all that shit. Watching that shit with today's eyes, my nigga, that shit is garbage. If somebody put that shit on YouTube I'm skipping it. I'm scrolling past. Like, dead I don't ass. Care. Like, I dead ass don't care. And I don't want this to fall in line with that type of thinking because they just don't have enough of a budget. So like you said, I hope they find a way, if they can't increase the budget too much, they find a way to like cut through certain things or like, you know what I mean? Like cut it in a way where like it doesn't seem as obvious.
Bro.
You know what I mean? So I do hope they figure that shit out, especially by the time Gear 3 and all that shit starts rolling in. You have to figure that shit out.
A bigger budget by the time.
Yes, because a lot of these Devil Fruit Powers is going to eat through the budget. Seeing Smoker is going to eat through the budget, nigga. Like
Whitebeard is going to
eat through the budget.
Blackbeard is going
to
eat.
So they're going to have to, Blackbeard, they're going to have to figure all this shit out. And I hope that they do. And this is, that's how you know I believe that the show run that long because a lot of things I'm talking about are not in the next season. We're that's talking about seasons down.
Future.
So I'm thinking that,
I said Pacifista. That's yeah, not like, even nowhere close.
I feel like, you know, this shit has legs. It does have legs. Like you said, it's not, it's far from one of the worst live action I've ever seen. It's passable, and it's passable where I don't feel like it's just, it did just enough. That's why I gave it a 7. It's not an 8 or 9, but it's good. You can watch this as a fan. You can watch this as someone just going in and still have a good time. Like I said, I still believe the greatest live action is Kenshin, the movies. They that's killed true. That shit. That shit is like the bar for me.
I told people that that is the best live
action. That is the bar. They got 5 of them things and at least 3 of them on Netflix. That shit is good. This is a strong 7. This has room to go. You know what I mean? It's still got room to go. And if they give it a chance, I feel like it will hit the way they want it to, if they give it enough time. And let the shit organically grow. Let the casuals find their way to it. Let the, you know, the hardcore ones that do love it, you know what I mean? Like, they help push it. And, you know, you're always going to have fucking haters. No one's ever going to be satisfied. And I feel like anybody that hates this, how would you have done this shit better? Honestly, like, I
they got based it. On the I world mean, they have of answers, One Piece. But the thing is, like, it's going to be.
It's difficult. This is one of the hardest. Like when they announced this shit, you can look back at our old episodes when we were talking about the IPs that Netflix bought. Because they got this. They got Yu Yu Hakusho coming. They still got Gundam somewhere sitting in the tuck. Like, this is probably one of the hardest because of all the fucking powers in this shit. And to translate all that and the whimsical shit and all these, like, there's so much going on in this anime and the style, stylistically putting this shit together is going to be fucking difficult. That to me, they did a good job based on what you know of One Piece, like, and to do it in 8 episodes. Like, that's pretty fucking impressive for like 60 plus episodes. You know what I'm saying? And I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied. I will watch a second season if they do a second season past this writer's strike and eventual what it looks like to be a gamer strike or whatever. Yeah, like, I believe in anime. You know what I mean? I'm a One Piecer. You've seen it happen on this show from episode 1 to, like, where we are now. Now I'm talking positively on One Piece. Yeah, like, that's pretty much it. You know what I mean? We both agree 7 out of 10. Let us know what you think. You know what I mean? Like, hit us up. If a good reason to join the Patreon. If you join the Patreon, you will see this shit crisp. You know what I mean? We did a video. You know what I mean? But if you can't, the audio version is available on Apple's and Spotify and all that other shit. But, you know what I mean? Come look at your boys. We look good. You know what I mean? We look good. So, as always, this has been another issue of the Mighty MetaHumans podcast, providing you with that high-quality nerd commentary. Subscribe, leave a review, tell a friend. Like I just said, we on Patreon. You know what I mean? Holler at your boys. Get a Jean Lantern tier. Get the Dennis Plus tier. You know what I mean? Get that Night Deviant shit. We might find out how he feel about One Piece. I don't fucking know. That nigga does what he wants. He's probably already in Alabasta wilding. You know what I mean? You can find us on all social media sites as The Mighty Metas. You know what I mean? You can find us on TikTok. On there doing the 1-minute reviews. YouTube. Fucking Instagram. Twitter. Like I said before, if you're racist, we're on Facebook. If you don't like One Piece, if you don't like the live action One Piece, we're on Facebook, nigga.
We're on Facebook. We know you racist is not fucking with how Shanks' crew is going. We know y'all not liking it.
Leave a comment on the Facebook, nigga.
Yo, when we garner a racist fan base, I'm going to blame you solely.
Thing, brother. you can find me on all social media sites as Old Dirty Dennis. That's OLDIRTYDENNIS. You can find my cards on Etsy. That's art that's by Den. You know what I mean? I got some new shit coming.
D-E-N-N.
You know what I mean? I got some new shit coming. I don't want to talk too much about that, but y'all should definitely check that shit out. I've been working.
Yes, sir. I've
been fucking working. You can find my son Colton, though.
The Colton Show _ on Colton Twitter. Show. I have a lot of different content. I'm funny on there.
Yes.
Sometimes I say some crazy shit.
Be wild.
Skip that. I have a lot of content. I have photography. Yes. I have editing. Yes. I'm a Renaissance man. You know
yeah.
The Colton Show also
the
on
Renaissance
Instagram.
Show, nigga.
The Colton Show on Instagram.
Yes.
YouTube, Twitch. TikTok.
Everywhere
else. TheColtonShow.com. I have a website.
Yes.
So go check that out. MyPortfolio.TheColtonShow.com.
This actual shit is on there. That's you got some shit on there.
I got to update it, but...
There's some shit on there, though.
Coming soon.
You know what I mean? Send us home, bro. Give us a final quote.
The final quote.
Yahoo!
I was like, nigga, all right, Super Mario, relax.
And who said it?
You, Luffy, but I said that about Luffy. I said, relax, Super Mario.
Oh, shit, yo.
We out.
We out.